and see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It's Friday, and that means it's time for all the Friday features that we do every week. And we start it with, you big dummy! This is where we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them, we recap them, we vote, and then you get to vote, too. You'll be our third vote, first person through after the recap of the dummies at 312-981-7200 gets to be the third vote. Let's get to the dummies. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A Florida man. Oh, that's a shock, Ben. Florida. A Florida man is facing felony charges after allegedly stealing pills that he thought were opioids. They were actually laxatives. Peter Emery, 56, was caught on video taking pills from a lockbox, according to the county sheriff's official affidavit. He later told police that he took pills thinking that they were hydrocodone, acetaminophen, metaphene, which is a narcotic that contains an opioid. When he learned that they were, quote, something else, he threw the pills away. The pills were gentle laxatives, equate gentle laxatives, and over-the-counter medication that can help relieve constipation. Emery's roommate switched the pills after suspecting Emery was stealing his pain medication. Roommate James Ream also set up a camera to record the incident. Emery has multiple prior theft convictions, the arrest affidavit says. Online records show that Emery was booked on felony charges, including multiple counts of theft on Thursday. He was arrested near St. Petersburg, Florida, records show, and he got busted thanks to the video set up by his roommate.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy, but after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. To the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A Wisconsin man's attempt to play a prank on his neighbors ended up devolving into a literal pandemonium last month after police were called to a neighborhood on a report of a suspicious animal. The Muskego Police Department said the incident took place on February 22nd after a resident contacted authorities to report a panda bear being spotted at the front door of the hotel of the home. The caller thought it was suspicious since panda bears aren't native to the Badger State. It's a big teddy bear, the caller said to the operator. When asked further details by the operator, the caller replied, "Teddy bear, honest to God, teddy bear." Officers responded to the home and made contact with the panda bear, who turned out to be a 48-year-old resident in a costume. The man, who does not want to be identified, said that he had been asked to dog sit at a friend's house and thought dressing up to do it would be a fun prank. He said, "I know that my neighbors had security cameras set up, so I thought, well, I'm going to make this an ordinary into the extraordinary. I'm going to dress up in my panda outfit. So I was just about to pivot and walk up the lawn. I turn around, and there are at least three squad cars and a fourth and fifth coming." The man said he knew his neighbors had surveillance cameras and wanted to prank them by donning the $125 suit. He said he's also picked up his daughter from school in the suit and greeted her at the school bus since pandas are her favorite animal. Police eventually made contact with the homeowners, who verified that the panda was allowed at their home. They were thankful to their neighbors that they were looking out for their property.
What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy three. A domestic dispute over pickleball turned violent and resulted in the arrest of a 61-year-old Florida. There we go again, Florida. After allegedly pummeling her husband in the couple's residence in the village retirement community. In response to a domestic battery complaint, police officer arrived at 1:45 a.m. on Monday to the Wildwood home shared by Lon Augustus and her 67-year-old spouse. Augustus' husband told the cop that the couple got into a verbal altercation regarding a pickleball clinic that was being offered at the villages. After engaging in words, the man said Augustus struck him in the face with a closed fist. He also alleged that the argument sparked up after another hour, and she punched him in the face again and struck him in the foot with a small metal easel. The victim said he did not believe he suffered any serious injuries during the confrontation. The patrolman said he observed slight swelling on the man's left cheek. When she was questioned, Augustine said that the couple got into a verbal altercation regarding a pickleball membership. Augustus was subsequently arrested with battery on a person over the age of 65, which is a felony. Pickleball, by the way, is a racket sport played on badminton-sized court with a 3-foot-tall net. Billed as the fastest-growing sport in the U.S., pickleball has become a favorite of seniors in the retirement community, residents seeking more action than shuffleboard can offer.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number four. After being caught having sex in a hot tub at an Ohio water park, a couple was arrested Tuesday evening on trespassing and disorderly conduct charges after they fled from security personnel. Cops alleged that Camden Mack, 25, and Taylor Coates, 22, were trysting in the spa at the Kalahari Resort when they were spotted by a lifeguard. When the lovebirds, who live in Michigan, refused to leave, police were summoned to the water park, which advertises hair-raising water slides, world-class spa, kids' play areas, and diverse dining options. During Mack and Coates' 8 p.m. hot tub frolics, cops noted several families were seated around tables with young children. After the cops arrived at the resort, Mack and Coates allegedly took off running from the security guards. Mack was subsequently tackled, handcuffed, and placed in the rear of the police cruiser. From which he later bolted due to a malfunctioning lock. He was again tackled, this time by the cop, and returned to the squad car. Coates, who was apprehended inside her hotel room, was charged with 2 misdemeanors and released from jail on her own recognizance. Mack was charged with the same misdemeanors as Coates, but he also hit with a felony escape count for running from a patrol car. He was freed from the Erie County Jail after posting a $21,000 bond.
But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number five. A drive-through customer enraged at the paucity of the meat on his Mexican pizza, stormed a Taco Bell in South Carolina and, quote, walked into the kitchen area and began making his own food. According to cops, the suspect entered the Taco Bell Wednesday afternoon complaining that there was not enough meat on my Mexican pizza. A store employee told the cops that she remade the suspect's food. The man, however, was equally displeased with the second pizza and demanded a refund. When told that was not possible since the manager was not on the premises at the time, the suspect became enraged, declaring that he would show the employees how to make his food the appropriate way. The man then walked behind the counter into the kitchen area and began making his own food. A Taco Bell worker noted that the suspect did not follow proper health and safety guidelines by not wearing protective gloves while making the food. The Taco Bell employee said the suspect made himself another Mexican pizza and subsequently left the store and the premises. The man and the worker said was angry and upset throughout his time in the facility. He used foul language in response to her repeated demands to leave the Taco Bell. Investigators described the Mexican pizza enthusiast as a black man with braids or dreadlocks in his late 20s or early 30s. He was dressed in a black sweatshirt, gray pants. He left the restaurant in a late-model Dodge Challenger, driven by a woman who never entered the restaurant. Police expect to retrieve video surveillance footage by Taco Bell security cameras soon.
Here's something for you right here. Want it? dummy.
All right. We'll do the recap here, and then we got to vote. So after the recap, we would love to hear from someone out there at 312-981-7200, and you will be our third vote. Okay, we got the dummy who got laxatives instead of opioids. We've got the dummy who wore the panda suit, was caught on tape. We got the dummy, the dummies who fought over a game of pickleball. We got the dummies who were busted for having sex in a water park. And the dummy who stormed into a Taco Bell, went behind the counter, and made his own food. All right. Where are you going to go with this, Tom?
Taco Bell.
The Taco Bell dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. By the way, call us up now at 312-981-7200, and you will be our third vote. So we would just want to hear from you guys. But the dummy who got, I love the fact that the roommate knew that this guy was stealing his pills and put the laxatives in there. And I like when the guy said, who stole them, said that they were something, quote-unquote, something else, he threw them out. We have the panda suit guy. Anytime somebody wears like a panda or bear suit, I laugh because it's similar to a mascot. So just picturing this guy up on the front porch of this house on the security camera in the panda suit is pretty funny. The pickleball it's funny because it's pickleball. By the way, the phone lines are open, so you want to get in here and you want to vote right now. First person through is our third vote. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And then we got the dummies who had sex in the water park. That's also stupid. But I'm going to agree with you, Tom. The dummy who stormed into the Taco Bell to make his own food is clearly, I think, the dummy of the week. But we still want to get a third vote. So let's go to the phones here and see what this what the next vote is here. But we've already got we already have a majority here of the vote. So let's see who we got. And this is Ed. Go ahead. Who are you voting for? Ed?
Yes. It's John.
Okay, go ahead. Who are you voting for?
Vote for Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. All right, it's unanimous. Taco Bell, the dummy who stormed back behind the counter and made his own food, his Mexican food, Mexican pizza. Not enough meat on it. Storm back there to get it. All right, so that's our dummy of the week. We'll do it again next week. All right, we're going to break here for some weather. And we come back, we'll get back to the regular features with Straight Out of Context. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We're back with our regular Friday features. This is Straight Out of Context. You know what this is. This is when you listen to this radio station 24-7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle a little bit, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Ben, start us off.
All right, first off is from Scott in Carpentersville, and he sends us a Lou Manfredini.
All right.
I can touch them right now.
you might not want to do that, Lou. Not now. We can hold off. Okay, man, what do we got next?
Our own WGN Curtis Koch.
All right.
Sent in one from Mark Carmen.
What about the ability to go deep?
even the people here at WGN, like to do this thing here. All right, what's next?
Next, Jim sends us a Rick Pearson.
Okay.
The tongue always finds that little space.
What?
He was talking with a sharp tongue that day.
Evidently.
Yep.
Okay.
Linda from Blue Island sent us a great series of pieces. So here's three I have from Dean Richards and Elton Jim Toronto.
All right.
Schwani is a liquor.
Oh, my God. Okay, next.
It gets worse.
All right.
He's premature. premature liquor.
What is going on? All right, and then this next one too.
gets done very quick.
All right. Somebody needs to supervise that Sunday morning show.
Yeah, well, Ernie Skatton was there, too. I mean, it's all types of chaos. They were talking ice cream.
Of course they were.
Yeah. I mean, at least that's what they were.
That's what they claim.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin from Iowa sends us a Nick DiGilio.
I just want to see the monster. Okay. That's all right.
Yeah, I wasn't around for that one, so. Okay. Ken from Hillside sends us Steve Cochran.
I'm sorry, I came so quickly.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. once again, the morning show.
Yep.
Yep. Brian sends us a Kim Gordon, Anna DeVlantis combo.
Come aliens. On, I want the happy ending here.
I do too.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, it was an entertaining week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kevin from Iowa sends us one more, and it's you.
All right, well, let's get to the big one. Okay. The big one. All right.
Another Brian sends us John Williams with Jen DeSalvo.
So you like that, huh?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, man, that's pretty funny. Okay.
I can't divulge who sent me this one, but it's Bill and Wendy. It's an in-house person.
And they want to be...
Yeah.
They want to be anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, it's probably their producer, but
it's possible.
But go ahead.
All right, here's Wendy.
But I want to taste it.
Okay.
Yep. And Bill responds.
Oh, wow! What do you think?
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, it was an interesting day.
All right.
Yeah. The two of them just get weird.
It's not salty enough for me.
It's not salty enough?
Okay. So this is a series.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's continue.
That was the last one in the series.
Oh, that was the last one.
That was
okay.
The last one in the series.
All right. Okay. I thought it was going to continue to go on.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. What's next?
Andrea Darlis, and we get this from the 773 area code.
We'll give it a try this year. And it just was so big.
Okay.
Jesse sends us a Dave Bennett.
My wife's going to do it for the first time this year.
As I've said before, I always love it when Dave is featured on this segment. Okay.
Let's see here. Ted sends us a Steve Cochran.
Who's the one you're most proud of nailing you haven't had before?
Okay. What's next?
This was a late arrival. The one and only engineer Dan Long sent me this one. And it's Frank Fontana.
It always happens when you have a sausage in your mouth.
Nice job, Dan. Nice grab.
Might have been his evil twin, Don Long.
Ah, yeah. I see. Okay.
And then we finish up with Bill and Wendy.
Okay.
Ooh.
What the hell? What was that?
You will appreciate it. They were talking Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right. Now there's another movie that I hate that everybody else loves.
Yep.
So, all right. So that's it?
That's it.
That's it. Straight out of context. We'll do it again next week. So keep listening. And whenever anybody says something that sounds a little dirty, you jot it down and you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. We got a break here for the news. And then after the news, we've got Nick D Show Spies. And then we'll get some Fly Jam Fridays in. So get your requests ready to go in just a little bit. 312-981-7200. News is up after this.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all
of us. There ain't nobody spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies. Spies, spies. Like us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. And we're here and on a Friday morning, and that means we do our regular Friday features. We did our Straight Out of Context. We did our You Big Dummies. And now it's time for Nick D Show Spies. You know this. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show, you become a spy. We want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Ben, what do we got?
All right, first submission today comes from Carol out of Beverly, and she shares Steve Cochran and Mary Vandeveld talking about rabbits.
About rabbits?
Rabbits.
Okay.
A lady that called on to Nick's show last night and said that she had a rabbit named Nick. And Nick was very excited. He said, that's the first animal named after me.
Wait, Mary just came in. I don't know if she... hi, Mary. Whenever you can get to the mic, I would like to talk to you about that. You were listening the morning when someone... It was a woman who called up and said that she had two rabbits and one of them was named Nick.
Yes.
And she named him after me.
I heard that, yeah.
I was very thrilled.
I know. That was very exciting.
I was like, wow.
I thought everyone should know that.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, was the morning show, was Cochran duly impressed?
I don't know. I think the subject was probably changed.
Oh, I see.
I don't remember. But I grew up, my sister had rabbits.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
And now how long does typically a rabbit live?
Not long at all. And you know what? If they kill their babies as well. If their babies are like confined, and she had babies in a cage and she like ate them.
Oh no.
She killed her own babies. I'll never forget that. I was traumatized.
It's got to be traumatic. How old were you? Were you just a kid?
Oh no, we were teenagers.
Oh.
I believe when she had
That's pretty.
But I was traumatized, and then she got another rabbit and she had it in a small apartment in Madison in a studio, and I had to live with her for a while because I was working there at the time.
Yeah.
She was going to school there. So here's this rabbit, Samantha, in the
Samantha is the name of the rabbit.
Samantha, it was hilarious, and Samantha ran away, quote. No,
uh-huh.
No, I did not let Samantha loose.
No, you
did. To this day, she claims that I'm the one.
That you opened the cage and got it and let her.
No, Samantha was not even in a cage. She was running around this studio apartment, dropping her little pellets everywhere. So when I woke up early in the morning to go to my shift, it's like, crunch, crunch.
Oh,
those aren't Cocoa Puffs, if you know what I mean.
Those are not Cocoa Puffs.
So it was...
So just the rabbit was just let loose. It was running around the apartment.
Yeah, it was running around the apartment, and she must open the door, and it got loose, and it was never... It was still...
Was the landlord aware that there was a rabbit running around the apartment?
I don't remember. It was like a student apartment type of thing.
Right.
One of those old buildings
sure.
in Madison. Beautiful building, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, that's funny.
It was hilarious.
That's
so, you
funny.
Know, I didn't last long in that apartment with
so you
my
have
sister.
So you have experience with rabbits, which was...
They don't live long.
No.
No, they do not.
Yeah, they don't. And when we were talking about that, I think somebody mentioned that they had a rabbit that lived for like 7 years or something. That was
that's unbelievable.
That was like a big deal.
Yeah, that
you know, if you can have a rabbit for that amount of time. Well, I guess the lesson here is if they have babies, get them out of the cage.
Oh, definitely.
Put them someplace else.
Yes, they will not be safe.
Okay.
They do not like to be confined.
Didn't know that. Thank you for the lesson, Mary.
Yeah, a rabbit lesson. That's weird.
All right. Okay, do we have more spies?
Yeah, we had one more.
Okay.
Bill and Wendy were talking and discussing Pete Davidson.
Oh, Pete. Okay.
A lot of people think he's not funny. A lot of people think...
Name names. Who doesn't think he's funny?
I can't remember. I think Nick DiGilio does not like him.
No?
I don't know.
I love Pete Davidson, Wendy. Somebody get that message back to Wendy. I think Pete Davidson's absolutely hilarious.
I'll get that message.
Yeah. I don't want to be misrepresented during middays, you know, because, you know, my listeners are probably asleep at that time. So I want to make sure that people know. I think Pete Davidson is hilarious. I think he's absolutely hilarious. I think the stuff he does on Weekend Update is brilliant. And, you know, he doesn't have the thing about Pete Davidson as a member of the SNL cast is he doesn't have a bunch of, as you know, I mean, you watch it, he doesn't have much range. There's a very limit, you know, like if he's going to do characters and stuff, like the one character that he does, that the recurring character that he does are when they do those video shorts and he's the dumb, like, pool boy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's cool. All right. That character, that's one of the only one, but that's just him playing dumb. But, like him doing, recurring characters is not a thing. He doesn't do impressions. He did Rami Malek because he kind of looks like Rami Malek, which I thought was funny. But his stuff that Pete Davidson is strong at are his bits on Update. And I think he's hilarious. I think he's great. And I thought what he did last Saturday, a lot of people, were upset by it. I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny.
I totally agree.
But yeah, so somebody get the message back to me, because Bill thinks he's funny, right?
Yeah.
And so like he was like, name names. He was upset if someone didn't find him. Oh, I'm going to make sure Bill knows that I think he's funny.
Yeah.
Because I think he's very funny, and I like him a lot. And he's also, do you remember the sketch that they did a few seasons ago when Larry David was the host and he played Kevin Roberts? It was the police were on a simulated shooting range where like robots would come out and you would have to shoot at them. It was like an FBI training shooting range.
Yeah.
And he came out and he was Kevin Roberts and he had like the orange suit with the weird glasses and the big cell phone. Hey, I'm Kevin Roberts and I'm the coolest bitch in town. So that's, Kenan Thompson and Cecily Strong were the main ones, but Pete Davidson is in that sketch. And that sketch is, it's considered a classic. The Kevin Roberts sketch with Larry David is considered a classic, a modern classic. I mean, it was just, and the character took off, and it was just really funny. Hey, it's like, I'm Kevin Roberts. Can a bitch get a donut? That became like a catchphrase, and it's really hilarious. And so they put together this behind the scenes thing after the sketch took off online because people watched it. I can't tell you the number of hits it got on YouTube after they posted it online. So when it became so popular, SNL and NBC put together like a blooper sketch or a blooper show or a compilation of it from the first rehearsal ever through Dress, through all the rehearsals, through Dress, when they do Dress with an audience, through to the actual airing. And throughout the entire, Larry David couldn't get through it without laughing. Like, he would come out and he would be crying with laughter, like couldn't say the words, he was laughing so hard. And then that was the first time the second time they rehearsed it, the third time they rehearsed it, he couldn't do it. He would just completely lose it. And every time they would cut, Pete Davidson would be standing behind Kenan Thompson just on the floor laughing. And it was just so hilarious. And Pete Davidson was just so delighted by the fact that Larry David could not absolutely get through this sketch. And then during the Dress rehearsal with an audience, he screwed up and started laughing again, and it broke Pete Davidson. And the audience, of course, loved that because that's a fun thing. When somebody breaks on Saturday Night Live, it's always funny. All you got to do is go back and look at the disaster that was Debbie Downer. And the first time they did Debbie Downer with Lindsay Lohan, which is one of the funniest things on SNL ever. It's always fun to watch people like naturally break.
Yeah.
He did during Dress, but man, if he didn't nail it during the air. When it was live, he didn't break once. Larry David didn't break once. And it was remarkable considering how hard it was for him to get through it during the entire week of rehearsals and during Dress. So and watch Pete Davidson during that thing because he's hilarious. But I think Pete Davidson's great. And I every time he comes on Weekend Update, I always look forward to it. When he made fun of the politician who had the eye patch and then caught hell for it. And then he came out the next week and he apologized and the politician came out. And just started ripping Pete Davidson apart. Brilliant. It was really, really, really funny. And he owned up. He apologized and brought the guy onto the, they brought the politician. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, but they brought the politician on. And it turned out to be a really great bit. And he turned it around. I think Pete Davidson's great. And he's got a huge future. And he's dating Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
I mean, what is he? He's like 20 years younger than she is. She's like in her 40s. He's like 25 years old. He's a kid.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Yeah. Ariana Grande, and then he goes back and he goes up to Kate Beckinsale. I'll tell you something, man. It's good to be funny because he's not the most handsome guy in the world. He's kind of a weird looking dude, Pete Davidson.
I just got to say, whatever Kate and I had, it's over
now. Oh, okay. That's what it was because you just broke her heart. Okay.
No, oh, I mean, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right. Well, we got a break here, and we got some weather. We got a break, and we'll come back. And when we come back, Ben, you hit the old theme for Fly Jams Friday and get your requests in. We'll get some in. We want to hear from you. What R&B songs would you like to hear? What Fly Jams or funky stuff do you want? And we'll get the requests in. DJ Obi-Wan is going to be here, and we got Viggity Viggity Vic, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki, and Fly Jams Friday is going to begin, but we need some requests from you if you want to hear certain songs. So it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday will begin after the break.